It's Thursday, October 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 5th, Bartholomew David decided to drop his sister off at the train station in the Kaduna State in Nigeria, Africa, according to Morningstar News. He then picked up a friend and was giving her a ride back to Kaduna when they were accosted by Muslim Fulani gunmen. These gunmen stopped the car, pulled the passengers from the vehicle, and dragged them into the bush, reports International Christian Concern. According to the account of the female passenger, the Muslim gunmen then shot Bartholomew and left him in the bushes. Somehow, the girl was able to escape and reported the murder to local Christians and the police. Proverbs 21, verse 15 says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." In Tuesday night's CNN Democratic presidential debate in Ohio, Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur, said that if the Democrats make the 2020 election about President Trump, they will lose.
"We shouldn't have any illusions that impeaching Donald Trump will, one, be successful, or two, erase the problems that got him elected in 2016. We're standing in the great state of Ohio, the ultimate purple state, the ultimate bellwether state. Why did Donald Trump win your state by 8 points? Because we got rid of 300,000 manufacturing jobs in your towns. Amazon alone is closing 30% of America's stores and malls, soaking up $20 billion in business while paying zero in taxes. These are the problems that got Donald Trump elected, the fourth industrial revolution. The fact is, Donald Trump, when we're talking about him, we are losing."
In a dramatic break from the Democrats of yesteryear, today's presidential candidates are disturbingly enthusiastic cheerleaders for the murder of preborn babies. Without exception, they champion the codification of Roe v. Wade into law by the legislative branch. Only Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii thought there should be some protections for the baby in the third trimester of her development inside her mother's womb. You'll hear Gabbard's voice at the very end of this audio clip.
"People need to keep their hands off of women's bodies and let women make the decisions about their own lives.
We're not talking about the clear and existential threat in America that we're in a state that has had two Planned Parenthoods close. We are seeing all over this country women's reproductive rights under attack."
"I would codify Roe v. Wade and make it the law of the land."
"I would make sure that we move and insist that we codify Roe v. Wade. The public is already there. Things have changed."
"I'm not talking about packing the court just with people who agree with me, although I certainly will appoint people who share my values. For example, the idea that women's reproductive freedom is an American right."
"I would also make sure that I appoint as president people who respect the precedent of Roe versus Wade, that we codify Roe versus Wade."
"We now have support across this country. 3 out of 4 Americans believe in the rule of Roe versus Wade.
This is often one of the most difficult decisions that a woman will ever have to make, and it's unfortunate to see how in this country it has for so long been used as a divisive political weapon. I agree with Hillary Clinton on one thing, disagree with her on many others, but when she said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, I think she's correct. We see how the consequences of laws that you're referring to can often lead to a dangerous place, as we've seen them as they're passed in other countries, where a woman who has a miscarriage past that 6 weeks could be imprisoned because abortion would be illegal at that point. I do, however, think that there should be some restrictions in place. I support codifying Roe v. Wade while making sure that during the third trimester, abortion is not an option unless the life or severe health consequences of a woman are at risk."
On Tuesday, a federal court handed down a huge victory for the conscience rights of medical professionals across America, thanks to the great work of the Beckett Law Firm. In Franciscan Alliance versus Azar, an Obamacare regulation threatened to drive Christian doctors out of practice if they would not perform so-called gender transition procedures that violate their medical judgment. Thankfully, Christian doctors can continue practicing their profession consistent with their conscience without being compelled to perform unnecessary elective surgery, like removing the healthy uterus of a woman who wants to pretend to be a man. And finally, on Saturday night at the Omni Shoreham Hotel at the Values Voters Summit 2019, organized by Family Research Council, Pastor Andrew Brunson, The American pastor, who spent 735 days in a Turkish prison before being released last fall, prayed for President Donald Trump. Here's a brief excerpt of his two-minute-long prayer.
I ask that you give the president supernatural discernment to know who is trustworthy and who is not. Bring into the light all deception and intrigue. Expose and reverse the plans of those who would harm President Trump and this nation.
Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turns it to any place he will." To hear Pastor Brunson's entire prayer for President Trump, stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following this newscast. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. At the Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. this past Saturday night, Pastor Andrew Brunson, author of God's Hostage, A True Story of Persecution, Imprisonment, and Perseverance, prayed for President Donald Trump before the Commander-in-Chief spoke for 75 minutes. Pastor Brunson and his wife Noreen spent 23 years as missionaries in Turkey before they were arrested in October 2016. Noreen was released 13 days after their capture. Her husband was not. During some of the darker moments of 735 days of imprisonment, he said he struggled with suicidal thoughts, especially the day after Christmas in 2016. At one point, Brunson revealed that he even tested out a clothesline in the prison courtyard to see if it could bear his weight, should he have attempted to hang himself. He was concerned about falling away from his faith, reports FaithWire.com. On Fox and Friends Monday morning, Brunson said this.
My story is one of brokenness. Many of the biographies I read, they have very strong characters. I actually was very weak in prison and broken, and then God rebuilt me. So I'm hoping that this story will be an encouragement to other weak people. And I said in prison, God, if you ever let me out of here, if I have a chance to speak, I will be open and honest about my brokenness.
Brunson explained the title of the book, God's Hostage, by saying he was, of course, a prisoner of Turkish President Recep Erdogan, but that his life was ultimately in God's hands. We all thank God for President Trump's leadership in pressuring the Turkish president to release Pastor Brunson. This past Saturday night at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C., with his right hand on President Trump's left shoulder, Pastor Brunson prayed this heartfelt prayer.
Father God, I ask now for an impartation of your Holy Spirit. May the fullness of the Spirit of Jesus rest upon President Trump, that he be anointed with wisdom and understanding, with your counsel and might, with knowledge and fear of the Lord. And accordingly, may President Trump not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, or lean on his own understanding, but may he recognize your prompting and move according to your guidance. I ask that you give the president supernatural discernment to know who is trustworthy and who is not. Bring into the light all deception and intrigue. Expose and reverse the plans of those who would harm President Trump and this nation. In the name of Jesus, I break off all voices and influence that do not come from you, Father God. May your truth and peace surround and reign in the White House. God, you have raised up President Trump to govern at a time when there is a resurgence of oppression. Only you, Lord Jesus Christ, can anoint him to have victories over strongholds and to establish justice for the needy. Give him strength and courage to persevere in the constant battle that surrounds him and refresh him. Father God, I see that you have such a tender heart for President Trump. Draw him close to you. I ask now for an impartation of hunger for you so that he may love you with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength and delight in knowing you. And if he came and whispered your name, may he go forward shouting your name. In Jesus' name, in the name of my King, I bless you.
Amen.
First Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.